This is the All Things Nerd podcast presented by malice-corp.com. Season 3, episode 8. On tonight's episode, we are going to be talking about Netflix and how it's saying goodbye to Marvel and where we hope could happen or what's going to happen. Along with that, we're going to be talking about how the president of Nintendo of America is saying goodbye to Nintendo. Well, he's retiring. And then we're also going to be talking about the third thing, which is DC Comics could potentially be having a huge line cut in their comic books going into stores. And we'll talk about the pros and cons on that with many, many other things. Go ahead and sit back, enjoy the show, and keep nerding on. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. Mess 5150 here with another All Things Nerd podcast, season 3, episode 8. We are back again. You have me, your host, Mess 5150, here to talk All Things Nerd with you. Along with me, we have our fine group of geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados with us as well. In fact, we're welcoming two back because a nerd fight is ending and they are allowed to come back and be part of it. Icy Zoro, you're back on the cast. How are you, sir?
It's nice to be out of the dunce corner. I've got my dunce cap sitting over there just in case, you know, for 2 weeks from now. But yeah, good to be back.
Or for 2 minutes from now, yeah.
Good, yeah. And welcome, Jack. Warm welcome back. I love it.
Jack, our producer's in the chat room. Red Meepaw's in there. Super, you can chat with in there as well. She's sitting here. But and we have Fuel Tarazi back in the chat room. Welcome back, sir. Or madam. I don't know. Sorry. Let me know. also joining us back on the cast, we have Nick.
Oh, glad to be back. It was like a 2 week timeout.
Yeah, we put you in the penalty box.
Yep.
So hopefully you guys do better on the next nerd fight. And then you have the people that have, well, one joining us again this week because he had to bounce out to take care of something last week. I think he knew that, Battlestar Galactica wasn't going to be good enough to really get him up in that leading vote contender because it's a good show. But yeah, Masonic Vader's back on the program. How are you, sir?
I am well, sir. And it's not the bottom of the list, so I'll be here for another couple weeks.
Yeah, and that's what I said last week, that if you missed out on it, is who's the real winner when we talk about a show being the most improved show? The one that got the least amount of votes, meaning that it was a great show from the beginning to the end, or the ones that got the most votes, which means people are like, God, it really needed to get better.
Yeah. That used to be terrible.
And Bearded Master joins us in the chat room as well. Hello, sir. One of our compatriots from the Smack Talk podcast that airs here every Wednesday. And lastly, we have Super Hoovian here on the cast with us. How are you?
It's Friday, and I'm done with this week. It's good.
My week begins after today.
Thursday. You're about to go into Smokey's line from Friday. Friday, I ain't got no job. I ain't got shit to do.
You get fired on your day off.
Yeah, no, I just had customers contacting me on my day off, which was fun. I was like, I'll get to it when I'm back at work.
Stop texting. Seriously. This
is me time. I remember those days.
Why are you giving me your cell phone?
Which was a situation that happened. Yeah, it was a situation. So
nice thing about working in a winery, I don't get those calls.
Yeah. So that's it. That's our cast for this week. Not meaning that this is the end. This just that's
bye guys.
For this week. Yeah. Thanks for coming. We'll see you later. No. Yeah, so we always like to start the cast out what everybody's been geeking out on, what's been tickling their nerdy fancy, what things have been keeping them busy for the last week. Me, personally, it has been, because of one of the subjects we're going to be talking about, the Netflix cancellations, has been going and binge watching The Punisher because I didn't actually watch the second season for fear that it was going to get canceled. binge through it. I really, really liked the season. I thought they did a fantastic job with it. I think it was really going into the step of the right way. And I'll get deeper into that when we start talking about the whole Netflix cancellation stuff. But If you guys haven't watched it, it's still there on Netflix. It's not going anywhere. Watch it. It's a good show. So, what about you, Super? What have you been geeking out on?
Not so much TV this week, surprisingly. I mean, my normal stuff, the catching up on Arrow and the Flash and Legends and stuff. But I got these comics from Igor, who we haven't seen in a while, and I was reading some of them this week. So I don't know if you can see it, but it's a Daredevil comic. I'm going to try to get the glare off of it. But it's signed by, I guess, the writer of the Daredevil comics was at a Comic-Con near Igor. And so I got a signed comic, and it says, "Sarah, sorry about what I'm doing to poor Matt." And then it's got the author's signature. So that was really good. That was a really good read.
Who was the author?
For the Christmas, too, that I reread. So I got some X-Men, a couple of X-Men comics to catch up on. So that's what I've been doing. And then I'm waiting for a new book from Amazon. So,
and welcome Turnbull Comics into the chat room as well. Thanks for telling us we got a sweet cast. And it's bros and bros.
You can send me comics for my birthday, too, but I didn't get any signed ones.
Yeah. Do you know who the name of the actual person that signed it was?
Let me see here. Hold on.
And Jack, our producer, is almost caught up on Flash this week.
Yeah, I'm one episode behind. Let's see here. I can't read his initial, but... Well,
while you look for that, let's ask Nick, what have you been geeking out on?
I don't know why I have not watched this show yet, but truly brilliant acting from both parties in this show. True Detective Season 1.
Oh, yes. Never,
hadn't seen it. Awesome. Not Bradley Cooper, but Matthew McConaughey is brilliant.
Oh, you know, close. Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is phenomenal. Great storyline. I couldn't get enough of it. I'm going to completely skip over Season 2 and watch Season 3. I heard Season 2 just didn't even waste your time with it.
Season 2 was garbage.
So I'm not going to waste my time with that, and I'm going to go straight to Season 3. And I also watched Deadpool 2, which I laughed so hard throughout that whole entire movie, especially the parachute scene where they jump out of the plane. I must have rewound that and watched that over and over again about 20 times.
Just for that cameo?
Yeah, that's that. Such a good cameo.
2 second cameo? Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Dude, the best part about
long enough.
Best part about it is the guy who doesn't even have any powers. The guy just has a suit or something. Oh, I just saw the job online, and he's out just chasing all. That was awesome.
Turbo Comics says, "Rest in peace, Shatterstar." and Super, I saw you wrote it in the chat room. Who was the writer that signed that comic?
The writer's name is Chip Zartsky. And then the author, his last name is Chichetto, and then Go does the publishing. Chichetto?
So Igor just wanted to get you some hard names to read because he knew you'd have to read it on the cast.
Wait, that's your thing, dude.
I know that's my thing.
Yeah, so Chip Zartsky, Marco Chichetto, and Sonny Go.
Geppetto?
Geppetto.
I think you have to say it with him tight.
Sorry to the guy if they're actually watching our show right now that we're just totally ripping on their last name. Thank you.
They're lost them ever. They're amazing. So what about you, IC? We haven't seen you in 2 weeks. What have you been geeking out on?
Wine.
I watched wine. Quite a bit of wine. Let's see here. What else besides wine? I can't remember for some reason.
Because of all the wine.
Oh yeah, that's it. No, I've been watching a lot of terrible movies. I picked that up again. I watched Stopper My Mom Will Shoot, which was fun. I actually, as soon as this cast is over, I'm going to finish the back half of Steel with Shaq.
Wait. You mean Stallone made terrible movies?
Oh gosh.
Dude, I've got one for you. It's called The Pirate Movie, 1984. Okay. It's based off the Pirates of Penzance.
Everybody tweet at me if you have movies for terrible movies that you want me to watch at IC Zorro.
You know, IC Zorro's hashtag.
Oh,
you know.
I got one for you, IC Zorro.
Okay. I also I watched through all 3 seasons of Lucifer, which was hilarious and good. I'm looking forward to season 4 now.
Yeah, Netflix saves one thing and gets rid of others. But
somebody Somebody also pointed out to me a book that I had not ever heard of before called You, where it's first person narration from a creepy like stalker slash serial killer that you kind of identify with. It's really good. It's by Caroline Kepnes.
Right?
What was that?
Is that what the Netflix soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a series that you were talking about, the people to check out a couple casts ago. Turbo Comics is geeking out on season 3 of The Expanse on Amazon now. So you should check it out. And if you have Amazon Prime to watch season 3 of The Expanse, that means you have Twitch Prime, which means you can hit the subscription up above and give us a free 30-day subscription. It helps us out, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Or if you want to head over to malice-corp.com and click on any of the Amazon links, if you're going there to purchase stuff from Amazon, once again, doesn't cost you a dime to click on it. But when you buy something, it does cost you a dime. So, one last person to find out what they're geeking out on this cast, and that's Masonic Vader. What about you, sir?
Actually, you know what? For the people that have DC Network, the channel, Doom Patrol, second episode. I don't know if you've caught it yet. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, man. They're following up quite well after Titans. Doom Patrol, great series. They've actually got some really good names in there. You've got Brendan Fraser in Cliff. James Bond. Oh my gosh. Hold on.
Pierce Brosnan.
I got one before him.
That'll get super to watch it. Alan Tudyk's going to be on is in
control. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I love him. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's in it. And then it's the James Bond before him.
Roger Moore.
No. Timothy Dalton, dude. Thank you. Timothy Dalton. Yeah, it's a great cast. And the second episode, about 30 minutes into it, it's a great show. It's awesome. So if you got it, get it.
Yeah, I heard Titans. I'm this is the other one I'm watching right now again. Me and my wife are watching it together, so that's why I haven't been able to binge it. But I've heard that Doom Patrol is even better than Titans. That they're really saying just those two series alone is making it worthwhile to get DC Universe. So,
and for all you people that like the binge, you're going to hate it because of the fact that you only get to watch one episode a week and it's every Friday. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Anticipation. There you go.
Or just wait. Binge it all at once towards the end.
Okay. Yeah, so that's it. That's what we've been geeking on. That's what we've been doing. If there's stuff that you've been doing as well, let us know. Send it out to us on Twitter at All Nerd Podcast. Or at Malice Corp. Yeah. So we're going to move on to the next subject, which is building our... What we've been doing for the last few weeks is building a Dungeons & Dragons team out of all the Malice casters here on the show using a flow chart that tells everybody what they should be. As of right now, I believe we have a bard, we have a ranger, we have a sorcerer, and I don't remember what the fourth one was. But I have to go back and look.
I can't remember.
And I think our producer was an artisan or something like that.
Artificer. God, that's gonna bug me that I don't remember what the other one is. I see Zorro this week to find out what he should play. You ready, Zorro?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so when I fight, I like to use magic to weaken them in ways previously unimaginable, either stop the fight or end it quickly by helping my friends, or hit them where it hurts physically.
Hit them where it hurts.
Okay, what's your view on personal space? I don't have boundaries. Respectable, but close when I need to be. Please get away from me.
I don't have boundaries.
Awesome, we're going in a way that we haven't gone before. You do that by being really fast. Once ran a marathon in 12 seconds. Nope, just by being really close. Nope, just by sneaking up right on you.
Sneaking up right on you.
Okay, you like sneaking around? Not really. I could give it or take it. I'm doing that as we speak.
I'm doing that as we speak.
You'll love this. You're a rogue. And that was the other one that we had.
That's
a rogue.
That's exactly where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Marley.
Yes. We had a rogue, and now we have another rogue, so we have two sneakers. But different ways to get there. That's the cool thing.
No, any kind of RPG I've ever played, I've always wanted to. I've always gone stealth and also physical up close.
Yeah, I'd like to see you stealth around there, buddy.
I move like a cat, dude. You have no idea.
I saw you pet the cat. I don't see you moving like a cat.
Oh, okay. So
mostly
yeah.
It's just one leg up in the air, me licking myself. But anyway,
the group.
Wow.
The sorcerer.
Wow.
A sorcerer, two rogues, a bard, an artificer, and now I forgot the other one because of this.
Dude, we don't have a tank yet. We're screwed.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the classy nerd segment. Let's get into the main part of the show, the nerd news. So, first and foremost, the big one. One that we've talked about before, and then they just dropped the bomb on us and actually made it legit. Netflix canceled Punisher and Jessica Jones before season 3 even came out, which is still going to come out. But yeah, they have completely severed that Marvel connection. The shows will stay on Netflix for what has been recorded so far, but they're not making any more Marvel TV shows over on Netflix.
I wonder if it's like I'm dumping you before you can dump me kind of situation. Because it feels like, some of the articles that we had to read about it, one of them specifically said that one of the Disney executives, Disney/Marvel, said, there's an opportunity to take these over to Disney Plus. It's not out of possibility. So I wonder if it's kind of like, Netflix is like, hey, you guys are pretty much going to do that anyway. We're going to take the initiative and just cut it off.
Well, we got some comments already. Two says goodbye Marvel TV. And he says, so you're all going to order Disney Plus regardless, right? Which we'll get into that. And Fieltrazi says, can't fight the House of Mouse. And this is the thing is, like you said, it wasn't Disney saying we're not doing the shows with you anymore. It was Netflix dropping them. And there's a little hint to I think, of why that's going on. Were you going to say something, Super?
I was going to say, it sounded like, just based on everything I was reading, that Disney was kind of upping, what's the word I'm looking for? They were kind of like strangleholding them. It's like, okay, you can keep your product, but you're going to have to pay this much more money in order to keep making the shows with our product. And I think Netflix kind of went, no, we're not going to do that. You can take your Marvel and basically shove it, So it sounds like Netflix kind of got backed into a corner financially, and they just decided financially it wasn't worth it.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't think it's that. What were you going to say?
I think it's interesting timing, because aren't they talking about raising their rates up right now? Mm-hmm. So they're going to be increasing their rates, and at the same time they just pulled the plug on some of their more popular shows. Now there's other ones out there, yes. But it's safe to say that whenever there's a Marvel to it outside of Iron Fist, it's going to drag people onto the show. And regardless if you like what's on the movies or not, because they were actually really good quality shows that, I mean, even my girlfriend would be like, hey, this is a good show. And she's not big into superheroes. So it's very interesting timing, because they're raising their rates, they're getting rid of really good shows.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking, because I just binged The Punisher. I think when the first cancellation came of Iron Fist, I think it was more of a surprise for Netflix. Like, okay, we're going to cancel it. So Iron Fist ends on a huge cliffhanger. Go watch each show as they get canceled. Luke Cage, then Daredevil, then Punisher. They progressively close the story more and more as they go along. So I think that they were like, Netflix was setting this up. They knew that this was going to happen. And I think the reason this happened, I don't think it's a stranglehold by Disney. I think it's Netflix is realizing there's so much competition coming up against them now, because everybody's pulling their stuff. Friends is going away. Arrested Development is going away. Everything's going away to go to everybody doing their own streaming services. And I think Netflix was just like, we don't want to be in this game of halvesies. We don't own this property, so why are we going to like fight to do that? And I think that's what happened with it. I think it was just they've got the Mark Millar properties coming, which are going to be exclusive to them from his comic book company that they partnered up with. So why do they need to focus on Marvel when they're going to have new properties of their own. Umbrella Academy is strictly to them right now.
I agree with Masonic that Marvel draws a lot of people to it, but I mean, who doesn't have Netflix at this point? Everybody has Netflix. And I just did a quick Google, how many shows Netflix has. There's 700 plus. So losing 5 Marvel shows isn't going to hurt them appreciably. It could have been a little financial squeezing. It could have been getting out ahead of it. Netflix is going to be fine. None of us are canceling
that
subscription.
Yeah. I'm not.
It's not going to go blockbuster.
I got to read this comment by Turbo in the chat room. Turbo Comics says, I don't know about that. Netflix spends so much money on so many things. They just bought the most expensive movie ever. Chinese movie. Yes, this is the second highest grossing movie in Chinese history ever. Right now has hit the $3 billion mark, I think, or something like that. And they just bought it to get the property over here and pour millions into stuff that doesn't have the commercial clout that Marvel holds. I don't know. I think Disney Marvel wants those properties. They want a shared universe on Disney Plus. They're already making a Loki Scarlet Witch show. Maybe crossover stuff will happen. And that's the thing. Going further into this, just because they said that the show got canceled, they didn't say that they're done with these properties altogether, not at least Marvel. Jeff Loeb, who is the Marvel TV boss and known for writing Fantastic Comics, also said Marvel assembled amazing teams to write, produce, direct, edit, and score 13 seasons and 161-hour episodes. Take a moment and go online and look at the dazzling list of actors, writers, directors, and musicians who graced us with the very best of their craft. We loved each and every minute of it, and we did it all for you, the fans, who cheered us on around the world and made it all the hard work worth it. Finishing up on that, he also said, our network partner may have decided they no longer want to continue telling the tales of these great characters, but you know Marvel better than that. As Matthew Murdock's dad once said, the measure of a man is not how he gets knocked to the mat, it's how he gets back up, to be continued. So he pretty much threw it out there, like, just because Netflix doesn't want to do it doesn't mean that we're not going to do these characters anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's some kind of clause in there, though, too, where they can't do anything for, like, what, till 2021 or something like that?
I don't know. I don't remember reading about that one.
Yeah, I have to go back and look. There was a clause I read saying that they can't make any shows or anything with those specific characters up to a certain time.
That would make sense. Like
normal buyout.
Unless they got bought out, right? Unless Netflix sold the properties, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a name that came out there where I'm sure you're probably going to jump into it. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. But there's a name that of another streaming service that wouldn't mind paying the money for it.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Everybody jumps to the gun going, well, it's going to end up on Disney Plus. Hold the horses there. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's where it's going to go. The people that are willing to take it over are Hulu. And a lot of people are like, why do we want to go to another group when it's going to go back to Disney? With this Fox deal, Disney will own 60% of Hulu. They will own the majority share.
They're basically Disney now. I mean, they're just, yeah.
Yep, and Hulu just announced the fact that they are lowering their prices for stuff. So now it's kind of like,
it's Idiocracy, where Carl's Jr. runs everything. Only it's going to be Disney instead.
But, what are the
Disney's
chances?
Like Amazon.
Let's say it goes to Hulu. Let's say Hulu picks it up and they want to make Jessica Jones and you know, a new Iron Fist. What are the chances that they're going to get the same actors? Are they?
That's
probably the not. They're not. That's
the problem. Not everybody's locked in to continue doing this because of new contracts and stuff like that. And people have moved on to doing other things, but they're still willing to take on, you know, these characters. They love doing these characters, but then you got to.
But are you going to get a fan base that's sold on watching new characters when they loved, you know, Kristen Ritter? Are we going to want another Jessica Jones right now when we haven't even seen the third season of Kristen Ritter doing her farewell, you know?
Yeah. Ruru 2 in the chat room has given Hulu its new slogan. Hey, we're Discount Disney.
Hey, you know what? I still love my Hulu. I'm not going to cancel it anytime soon. So.
Yeah. Jack says he needs a new. So that's the thing is if they did put these shows on Hulu, because Runaways is, I like Runaways. It's a Marvel.
It's quite, it's really good. Yeah.
And I thought the second season was
better than the second season.
First season. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind these properties ending up over on Hulu. But would you want to watch? We do it with movies. They recast all the time with these characters in movies, and
yeah, we don't have to say. I mean,
we haven't argue about it, but then we watch it and we go along with it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had 3 Spider-Men in the last decade. You know,
Andrew Garfield is no Spider-Man to me.
Wow. Well, I mean, it I guess it all depends on the quality of product, though, too. Like, people are willing to watch if the product's good. Mm-hmm. Doom Patrol right now actually has a cyborg introduced into it, and it's a different person that's not obviously the one that's in the movies.
Yeah.
So as long as it's a quality product, people understand that you're probably not going to get the same person unless like what Marvel was trying to do initially with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you could get some of those guys in from the movies and kind of make them work together, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great conversation going on.
I will state right here, right now, I will most definitely watch if they recast Iron Fist.
And I think everybody's on board. I'm on board with this as well. Turbo Comics and Ruru 2 both mentioned doing a Moon Knight series. I think that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know who Moon Knight is, but it's
yeah,
an amazing character.
Ruru 2 also mentioned Blade, and that's one where I'm going to have to put my foot down and say, no, Wesley Snipes is Blade.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes, absolutely.
Ghost Rider TV series could be fun.
That's what they said in the chat room as well. So, yeah, but Turbo Comics says, please no more Defenders. And I'm not going to say what he says. You should watch this live so you can see what's being said in the chat room and be a part of this cast.
Yeah, essentially, watching the Defenders was a very masochistic endeavor. We'll boil it down to that.
I liked it.
Oh, so yeah, we're sad to see it go from Marvel, but you know what? Iron Fist got better the second season. The first season was trash. Defenders had its moments, but it wasn't that great. Luke Cage was decent. Daredevil was really good, then got okay, then got really good, and I think The Punisher has been phenomenal, and Jessica Jones was really good, and then meh. So,
big
consistent with this, so I don't know how much I'm afraid to see him go, because they weren't just getting progressively better and better and better. The best thing that came out of it was Daredevil and Punisher, in my opinion.
I think Luke Cage is underrated. Luke Cage was a great series, especially the second
season was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. The first season was awesome to establish it, because unless you actually know Luke Cage, it was very difficult to, like, you had to figure out who he was. Second season, it was awesome. And it was definitely the underrated. Yes, absolutely.
And Turbo Comics, responding to your Blade comment, says, I'm going to put my foot down and say, only
don't
Nick
do it. Right.
Oh, there we go.
He did. There he went go. There.
You have to read the point out of the chat. They're part of the show.
He'd probably come join the TV show. I think he wants to redeem himself as Ghost Rider.
It was wave a 20 at him. He'll be there.
I think he's. I think it's an even 50.
Yeah. Well, let us know what your guys' thoughts are. If you're happy that Marvel and Netflix are kind of separating, that this can potentially give us more of a shared universe again with the cinema, or if you just don't want these characters to be touched for quite a while, where you'd want them to go, Hulu or Disney Plus, and if you'd want them to be recast or bring back the people that already established these characters. Tell us it all in the comments or in the reviews or on Twitter, at any of these places that you see written next to us. So,
whoever's chatting there for Turbo Comics needs to get off the sauce a little bit, especially after that last comment. Wow.
No, Mandy is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
It was pretty good.
So, okay, let's move on to the next subject. Next big subject of the week, it's been really trending, is that the president of Nintendo of America, not Nintendo itself, Nintendo of America, has decided after 15 years he's going to be retiring, and stepping up in his place is Doug Bowser.
You can't make this stuff up, man. You just can't make it up. I beat Bowser this morning on my kid's Nintendo Switch, man. That's crazy. Now he's running the company.
So Dennis Hopper's in charge, huh?
Does that mean he's going to be, it's going to make it easier for him to try to capture Princess Toadstool now and stuff, or what?
Nintendo will now be guarded by fireballs that swing in a circle.
And Koopa Troopas.
But yeah, Reggie Fils. Oh, God, I'm going to mess this. I'm terrible with names. Reggie Fils-Aimé. Reggie Fils-Aimé announces his retirement. And, you know, I'm not a big Nintendo guy. I like Nintendo games. I'm not like this diehard Nintendo fan. I like what they've been doing innovation-wise to stay within the industry when you have a lot more adult games coming out and people going to Xbox and PlayStation because of those more story-led games. But what they've done for families with video gaming has been phenomenal, and it's really been during his 15-year reign with Nintendo of America. He came in right around the GameCube, Game Boy Advanced era. And the biggest thing that he was there during is the Wii. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the Wii, when it came out, was like
massive.
Yeah. And it was the, like, everybody kind of, outside of Nintendo fans, everybody thought Nintendo was kind of dying. Because they didn't have the titles to.
Yeah, but they were essentially the first ones with the motion sensitive controller stuff, and that was huge.
Heck yeah, man! Play a Call of Duty with their little controller set up like you're using a gun on a 65-inch TV. That's phenomenal. That's what I did for like a year and a half.
And they came out with the Rumble Pack with the 64.
And you're correcting me, yes, mature content, not adult games. Yes, that's yeah. That. We're not talking about adult games on.
Why Facebook. Not both?
The Wii Sports made me feel like I was decent at sports. And then I went and played the actual sports, and it was like, oh, yeah, no, really, you suck at baseball. Go sit back down in the dugout.
As it turns out, you're not smashing a tennis serve at 105 miles an hour in real life.
Exactly. You're more like, oh, crap, there goes the ball.
Can I just use a little rack instead of a normal one, please?
But no, I mean, yeah, the Wii was like, you couldn't get them. They were sold out everywhere. It was when PlayStation 2 came out. That was the exact same. You know, I didn't see a drive for video games in that span. It wasn't like, hey, Xbox is out. Everybody's got to get an Xbox, and they're sold out everywhere. When the Wii came out, you couldn't get that sucker. And now Nintendo is as strong as it's ever been. And I think partly due to what he did, what Reggie was doing with the company, especially on the American forefront with it. And now we have the Switch, which has been phenomenal.
Yeah, that's another huge advancement in how people think about where they're going to play video games. Because now you can play it at home on your TV and then take it with you, play it on the road. That was cool. I like that.
So let's take this fear, you know, the cons to this on, you know, once again, he's not president of Nintendo as a company, but anytime E3 was happening, he was the one presenting at E3 for Nintendo. When Nintendo's at one of its highest points right now, is it scary that he's moving on and they're bringing somebody else that's been there for 4 years kind of learning? Is it a Steve, you know, does it have the same fear of when Steve Jobs went away from Apple and everybody's like, oh no, where are we going to be in 3 years from now? Because now we don't have the business mind.
Yeah, Apple's in the toilet right now, isn't it?
Well, no, but I mean,
well, now you're
have the same, I mean, it comes out with innovations, but it doesn't have that same, like, oh my God, this is the first in this thing since Steve Jobs has been gone.
iPhones haven't really changed that much.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're getting taken over by someone who could not keep the princess away from two plumbers. Seriously, Bowser. I'm still tripping out about that. Come on, it's Bowser, for God's sake, man. Out of all the people, like, they didn't see this in the boardroom one day. Hey, who do we want to take over after retirement?
Man, I think they...
Bowser!
Reggie did a little farewell video for the fans. It was like 2.5 minutes long or something like that. And in that, when he's talking about the guy that's replacing him, you know, they show clips of him at press conferences on stage with Reggie doing similar stuff, or one where he's got the jacket that Ryan, that dude had in Scorpion, you know, that silky kind of shiny jacket. He's got that, and it says Team Bowser on the back. Like, they're having fun with it for sure. But it seemed to me like the real reason Reggie was so popular is he had that attitude of like, hey, I'm a fan too. And from the little clips that I saw of Bowser, he seems to have that similar energy. So, I mean, I'm not a huge Nintendo fanboy. You know, I think Big Papa Matt would be able to talk about this better. But I think it seems like they're trying to make a pretty smooth transition. And from what I can tell, it looks like it'll work.
Yeah. They are mentioning in the chat room like Bayonetta, and I know there's some other games coming to the Switch and stuff. So it does seem like they're getting what I've noticed over the last couple of years, that they're focusing on getting some more of the mature titles onto Nintendo as well, onto the Switch, so that they can kind of bridge all gaps there. But they're still definitely that mainstay for family. I mean, what have you been doing with the Switch lately? You've been talking about Masonic.
Playing the older Nintendo games on there. They just broke out a competitive Tetris game that you got to download for free, where you're actually battling against 50 other people or something. But yeah, I'm playing Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3. I mean, all the classic stuff we grew up on, you could play it on there.
But how often do you have to push the cartridge up and down to get it to work?
Not at all. Don't have to blow on it or anything, man. It's you know, the best part about this, though, remember how frustrating it was when you would play Zelda or Tecmo Bowl,
and then you had no save.
Well, you had to write a passcode down or something. Yeah, now they actually have the ability where you could save where you're at. So when you jump back on there, like I'm playing Tecmo Bowl.
It's groundbreaking.
I don't have to play like 12 games in a day. I can go 3 games and call it a day, you know?
Yeah. But that was awesome. The fun.
Playing was Tecmo Bowl, y'all. Just pick
nice because you didn't want to lose your spot.
Pretty much.
I would go to dinner and I would turn off the TV so that my parents thought that the Nintendo was off, because I was in like World 7 of Super Mario 3, and damn it, I was going to beat it this time. And then my stepdad would walk by the door, see the little red light on the Nintendo, and be like, oh, somebody left that on. Boop.
At least that one you had somebody to blame. The worst part was when you left it on, you came back and it did the freeze screen where it was just blocking.
Oh, yes.
8-bit static. Ooh, 8-bit static would be a really good band name.
Oh, good Lord. They're playing Coachella. Jack says he thinks because because Nintendo and PS uses the concept of false scarcity, that they know the location is going to sell approximately 200, so they're going to send them only 50 in terms of them selling out of stuff. I think
it worked.
And Ruru too brings up the Nintendo also Japan also changed its CEO in June of 2018, so maybe they're just doing changes all around. And because Reggie's not officially leaving until May, I think it is.
Yeah,
he's announced his retirement. And people have fun with it. You go on Twitter for Doug Bowser, and there's all types of fun memes.
So many.
There's one of Doug Funny's head on Bowser's body. Announcing Doug Bowser.
It kind of makes you wonder that when they hired him on, it's like, hey, we're going to hire you on, but we want you to legally change your last name to Bowser.
What was the other one I saw that was and you're gonna love this one, IC, because I know you watched the movie not too long ago, but they're I like Dennis Hopper better as him, but I'm sure this guy will do a good job.
yep nope. Terrible.
Speaking of Mario Brothers, if you want to see terrible, I think it's Netflix actually has the original cartoon with Captain Lou Albano playing Mario. Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It is.
It's terrible. It's god awful. And what makes
it
worse?
Terrible.
I lived for Fridays on that cartoon because Friday was Zelda. And the Zelda cartoon is terrible.
If you liked it for Zelda, don't watch this, because every dang time you see, hey, this week of Friday on Zelda, and then you keep going through every episode, it's like, wait a sec, we must have passed Friday because I haven't seen Zelda. I just keep the commercials. It's horrible. But then they have these special guests. Like 2 episodes ago, they had the guy from Breakin', and he was doing a little break dance and stuff. And then,
was Breakin' too.
Yeah, it's throwing me back, and I'm like, good God, that was what we used to watch, man. These kids don't know, man.
The Twitch fandom is like, what are we talking about? Because we're going beyond what the normal age range is on this website. talking about.
I remember playing Duck Hunt at 3 in the morning.
Play that game. Great game.
Yeah.
So, I hated that stupid smirking asshole. Dog. Better.
Stupid
dog. Asshole.
let's move on to the last part of the nerd news that we were going to talk about, and that was DC Comics. Now, it's we don't know if there's truth to this or if it's rumor, because there's really a lot of infighting with whether this is real or not, but there's some known sources talking about it. But apparently DC Comics is going to be cutting its line by anywhere from 10 to 15% or more of the titles that they have being put into comic book shops. Dido is what it is.
will
correct me in the chat room. But yeah, he just says not a rumor in the chat room, Turbo Comics. So,
he would know.
Yeah, I guess they would know, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So basically he was saying that he feels Diamond Distribution is already putting too many comics out there and it's diluting the market. I want to talk about the pros and cons. On the pros on this is that, yeah, you can solidify it down to more of those powerful stories getting out there and not getting as much of the weak stories. But the fear is with this that you get cutbacks and you lose some great writers and artists that do create stuff because they have you have not enough projects for them all to do.
Well, at which point, hopefully, some of them go and start creating their own stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's a possibility. That you were saying something about there being sort of too much choice out there. But I think that's why you need to go to comic shops. You need to go talk to people like Max at Turbo, because those people know the comics there. So someone that's not super into it, go to the shop and talk to the staff. They will know where to send you based on what you like and don't like.
It seems like DC Comics is kind of like lost right now. I mean, it was 3 months ago we were talking about the fact that they were pumping out a Batman comic that actually shows his junk. And now they're talking about just kind of like cutting things back. It just seems like DC has kind of let everything go loose. They're trying to herd a bunch of feral cats, in a sense. They can't get their movie stuff going. Their television's all right, but it's always a hit or miss here and there. And the comic books are just everywhere. And I think they're trying to scale everything back.
Figured out. I think they're finally getting the movies figured out. They're doing well with them.
Really? Because they don't have a Superman.
Two in the last
Batman
3 years.
Right now. Aquaman's. Yeah. From
yeah,
Justice
League. And the only reason why I say we're not sure for this is because we don't know if Wonder Woman and Aquaman, Jason Momoa, would be back again, because they don't have the other two characters, and now they're kind of working on Flash.
They have Ezra Miller for the Flash.
Yeah. And they already announced they're doing Batman. Aquaman, too.
So. And a Superman, I guess.
But
yeah, Turbo Comics is saying it's mainly Warner Brothers, not DC, having the problems because they were acquired by AT&T and they're trying to shuffle things around, reconstruct it.
That makes sense. I mean, there's always bumps in a restructuring process.
You're saying this is all coming out after, a couple months ago we were talking about the comic where they showed Batman's junk. I think this is all just crumbling under the shadow of the
Colossus. That was one of the things that people are worried about too, because they Batman Damn 3, which was that comic series, had cancellations and then solicitation issues and getting it out there, and so that it's all piling up with DC right now.
I think you missed my Shadow of the Colossus joke, but okay.
No, I heard it.
But yeah, I mean, is there oversaturation of comic books out there? You want everybody to be creative and have a creative outlet and get the good stories out there, but then do you have so much going on out there that we don't all have the money to buy every single comic out there. So you really got to find those. You want to find those ones that you enjoy. That's the thing, is buy what you enjoy, but does it dilute away from being able to get to find those gems to read them or get the buying power they need? I mean, to get them sold so they don't get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I took my kid to comic book, free comic book day last year in San Marcos, he likes Batman, and I've gotten him some Batman comics. I've gotten him some newer, the number ones and stuff. But me personally, haven't been in a true comic book store. I've been in the, you know, places that have comics, but this was just a true comic book store. And when you go in there and look and see if the number of different Batmans that are out there and everything, it blew me away. Like, mm-hmm. there was, I want to say, maybe 10 to 15 different Batman comics on the shelf, one character. So, yeah, I think sometimes doing too much, telling too many things, kind of takes away from the core character. Sure, you could make something, futuristic, fantasy, whatever and stuff, but having so many of them and splitting up the character, trying to tell too many different stories at once, kind of makes it maybe perplexing for some people.
Yeah, and, well, like in the chat, Turbo Comics is saying, yes, absolutely, it's oversaturation, especially by Marvel. But that's what I'm saying. Like, to get into the massive amounts of choices you have, the 23 different Batman books that might be on the shelf, you need your comic book Sherpas, like the guys that work in the stores.
Or Igor. Just have Igor buy you everything.
Yeah, everybody. Just become friends with Igor, and he will send you books.
Yeah, and he will send you everything in an order that makes sense. I mean, because, yeah, that was the problem I had with buying comic books. I would go in and it would say number one on the thing. So I'm like, oh, okay, number one, here we go. Go home, and I take it home. And it's like, okay, a continuation of this character's story from the previous incarnation.
Yeah, you realize you're midway through a canon. Books.
And I'm like, but this says number one on it. So what the hell? What number one of what? Part two, number one, here we go. And I'm like, well, crap, now I'm 50 comic books ahead of where I need to be. And now I know this guy dies and I don't want to read anything. So,
yeah, I went through a phase where I was reading like all the main Deadpool canon. And there's like 7 different series that you have to find. And it's hard.
Well, and here's, I mean, there's some truth to what he's saying, what they're saying in the chat room about Marvel being oversaturated. Absolutely. I think they have 120 comics a month or something coming out or something like that. Which is, it's there's too much.
He said in January, Marvel had 102 comics on shelves and DC had 52.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the joke that they're making with DC cutting their line, is they're calling it the new 22, which Didio said that that's absolutely incorrect. We're not dropping down to that many, dropping down that much. But the big thing that he stated was that they have better comic books than their rivals because they pay their power talent higher page rates than Marvel. I mean, Bendis is over there now, so you're getting some fantastic writers and creators over there. But at the same time, a few months ago, they had some cutbacks where they had to drop some talent from the company. So I'm just afraid. I'm afraid that they cut too much and that too much of the fat ends up not getting the due that it's required to write the stories that we should be getting.
Well, like I said, hopefully some of those people, if they have the raw talent, will create their own stuff and
they should land on their feet elsewhere.
Yeah, indie comics are always a great way to go too. Yeah, well, mostly.
So, but if you want to hear any great comic book talk from a podcast, not just the bumbling people over here trying to talk about comic book stuff going on, if you really, really want to hear good, great comic book podcasting, make sure to check out one of our friends under the Malice Corp brand, All For Comics. You can find them at Comics For All on Twitter. So they have much better eloquencies with talking about comics. So, last thing, let's do Somebody's Got to Talk About It. These are the weird stuff, the odd stuff, the geeky news that doesn't usually get talked about, but this one really, really got talked about. So a Girl Scout, you've been seeing them everywhere. They're selling the Girl Scout cookies. They're at every freaking entrance to every grocery store. Well, one, decided to get really smart. Based out of Colorado, she is being called a cookie CEO because of how many of the Samoas that they sold. They sold out of all their Samoas because they decided her
to
mom
set up outside a dispensary.
That happened a couple years ago. No, her mom is a merchandising or marketing person. So they took pictures of Jason Momoa in Aquaman shirtless and threw him on to the boxes of Samoas and called them Momoas and sold through all of them. So,
I'm sure there won't be. I'm sure they won't give him any grief, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, there's been good and bad with it, but what do you guys think? I you know, is there anything that we can switch this over and have different names that we can use actors names?
Isn't that illegal to profit off of someone else's image without
everything is going to all the proceeds that were made are going straight to charity and stuff like that. But that happened was like, hey, you didn't, but they originally did it just as a gag for their friends, and people loved them so much that they were just like, we want a box with you know, Jason Momoa on it as Momoas. Yeah.
And also, if you can Google that image in under 3 seconds, it probably falls under fair use clauses. It's probably not that big a deal.
Which actually surprises me because of the fact that, you know, that I've been connected into the, like, helping out with Girl Scouts and the cookies and stuff like that in the last couple of years and stuff. Girl Scouts are really hardcore about how they do things, and to let them get this kind of marketing and stuff. I mean, as you just mentioned about a couple minutes ago, one girl got smart and sold cookies outside of the dispensary and just sold out, like, and that she is the true CEO of cookies. It's crazy to let her do it. Yeah.
But the question was the beachy water girl. She wants to get paid.
But the question was, what are some other products that we could use celebrities for? Was that it?
I got one.
Yeah.
Thin Man Mints.
Thin Man Mints. Okay.
Put that little spooky face on and stuff.
You're talking about like Slender Man?
Extra long.
Yeah, close enough. Slender Man. Thin Man, though. Shoot.
Called Slender Man, Slender Mints, Slender Men's.
Slender Mints could work, yeah.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, you guys were ragging about me for wine, but one of my very first idea I came up with was Natalie's Port, man.
Natalie's Port.
Oh, God.
Natalie's Port, man.
I would love to sell it.
Drink and fight.
Most of these I envision as like really small little local businesses. Denzel's Washington, which would be a laundromat.
I heard that, Nick, by the way. I heard that.
You're welcome.
Oh, no, I think I broke past. for the South Park guys, we've got Trey's Parker Lot. Nice little parking lot there. And, of course, Matt Stone, just his name. That is a dispensary.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember one from SNL that was one of my favorite random sketches ever, where they were like, this is just dumb, throw it in. John Hamm's John Hamm.
We got Ruru 2 saying Michael Bay Chuck Explosions. Chuck Explosion.
I would eat that breakfast cereal.
I had
explosion of flavor.
Going on the Momoa thing, I was like, you could go Hunky Charms, and instead of being all the lucky items for the marshmallows, you do like a marshmallow of Jason Momoa, a marshmallow of Chris Hemsworth, a marshmallow. mine.
You got to avoid the. Yeah, we're not going to go like purple horseshoes or whatever at that point. one last one. This is a household item, but I think she'd be a really good spokesperson. The Taylor Swiffer.
Oh, wow. Yes. I like that.
Yes. Love it.
Oh my gosh.
I think when I created my Twitter account, it was purely to play the games with Ad Midnight back in the day.
Root is a Stephen King thinner mints. And a terrible movie. There's a movie for you to watch, I See Zero Thinner. That was our Somebody's Gotta Talk About It. Just the weird stuff. So let us know in on Twitter or over at facebook.com groups All Things Nerd Podcast. Jump in there. Let us know what are some celebrity items that could be made based off of their name being attached and having some fun wordplay with it.
Ron Burgundy, Scotchy Scotch Scotch.
Ryan Reynolds rap.
Yes.
That's a solid one.
That's actually...
Yep.
Or Deadpool's Dosey Doze. Don'ts.
Kristen's wigs.
Oh, wigs.
Let's move on. This is getting
Stevie.
We can do this for hours. Tweet at us. Come up with more.
So let's get our. Let's
did
get
someone our just say Stevie Wonder Bread?
Okay. Okay. So we've got a new nerd fight. The next nerd fight is going to be setting up for the Epic Beardos of 2018. That is our awards where we talk about the best TV shows, the best movies, the best comic books, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But we got to find a beard to crown all these winners with. And that's where we get the Epic Beard Nerd Fight. So we talk about the best beard of 2018. And then you guys go and vote on who you think was the best, who had the best beard of 2018 in pop culture media. That's video games. That's TV. That's movies. So last week was the most improved television show nerd fight. It ended with Schitt's Creek just destroying the competition. Fear the Walking Dead was number two with 45 votes. Psych came in at number three with 34 votes. The Orville made a push at 21 votes. Battlestar Galactica at 17 and Stargate SG-1 at 4 votes. So this is the new fight. I was going to give Big Papa Matt the choice at first pick, but he is not in the chat room. So I don't know what he would want to take. So I am just going to go and do my pick for best beard. And my pick is going to be from, why am I forgetting the name? A Quiet Place. I'm taking John Krasinski and his amazing beard in A Quiet Place.
That was next good. Up,
yeah, I thought they looked great. Next up on picks is going to be Super.
I just wanted him to cuddle me.
You know what? Because I couldn't think of anything, but then I remembered this is the one and only year that the CW actually let Jared Padalecki have a beard on Supernatural. So I'm picking him because they make their cast and crew always shave. I don't know why, but they're always required to come clean shaven. And then he got to have his grief beard for when Dean was missing. So.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. We got the Supernatural vote in there.
Yeah.
That will leave Masonic Vader. You have the next pick.
Oh, sweet. I am just going to go for the freaking girls pick. And I'm going to go with the Jason Momoa Samoas.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. He is quite dreamy.
Okay. So we're going to go in order of alphabet at this point. So Icy Zorro, you get the next pick.
Oh, it fell all the way to me. All right. Well, I had one that I was going to pick. Somebody else can grab that, I guess, if they want. I'm going to switch back to my main contender, which is Cap from Infinity War. Chris Evans with that beard looked good.
It was a good, that was between those two. So I was going between for the best beard because that was a great beard. So, yeah. And lastly, Nick. What you picking?
I'm gonna go with Kratos and his Kratos. Epic beard in God of War.
Yes.
Yeah, that mountain man dad beard.
Absolutely.
Our Ragnarok didn't come out in 2018, though. We can't take.
But no, take but he had the beard in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 2018?
So, and Turbo Comics says David. You know what? I'm gonna give this to the chat room to let them have this because I forgot that he ended up on Netflix with an amazing beard.
That was a stellar beard.
David Letterman had
a killer
beard. So I'm going to let the chat room have that as a pick. So you have Cap. You have John Krasinski from A Quiet Place. You have Jensen Ackles, right? Or Padalecki.
Jared Padalecki
from Supernatural. You have Kratos from, we got the video game front covered. And what was yours again, Masonic Vader?
Jason Momoa, Aquaman. Jason Momoa.
Two years in a row, he gets onto the epic beard.
But will he win?
He won't win because I picked him. That's why.
And you go to hyphencorp.com starting Sunday for 2 weeks to vote every 10 hours and make somebody a winner and then make somebody a loser and kick them off the cast for 2 weeks. So that's the gist of it. But that's the cast. That's us talking about all things nerd. Not all things, just a couple things. But thank you guys for joining us on this week's cast. Let us know as we sign off here where we can follow you on social media, and give us, if you'd like to interact with people for the rest of the week, a hashtag of the week that you would like to interact with. If anybody's ready.
I'm at Icy Zorro on Twitter, Instagram, and PlayStation Network. Hashtag watch this bad movie. Send me the terrible, terrible stuff that I should put on my list.
I've got stuff for you. You just open the floodgate, buddy.
Oh, good.
What about you, Super? Are you ready?
What's my Twitter? Oh, Super Hoovy and Nut at Twitter, and at Super Hoovy and Freak on Instagram. And my hashtag for this week is, what was I telling you before, Wes, before the show? Hold on. Go to someone else really quick.
What about you, Masonic? I forgot.
Oh, and then you go to me. Seriously, Nick hasn't been on here for 2 weeks. Go to Nick first. Come on. Nick's turn. Nick, go.
Go, Nick.
I got a good hashtag to go off of Icy Zorro.
There we go.
Be a challenge. All right. It's a terrible movie. It's called The Buttercream Gang. So hashtag Buttercream Gang Challenge. I'm challenging people to watch that movie because it's so bad.
Is it better or worse than Dr. Pimple Popper?
It's worse.
You've got Turbo Comics in the chat room right now because the Buttercream Gang.
Hashtag Buttercream Gang Challenge.
He says you win the show.
Challenging each of y'all to watch that movie.
All right, looks like that's going to the top.
Okay. Are you ready now, either Super or Masonic?
Yeah. Mess sent a picture to our group chat, and it was someone from The Punisher, and he's like, look, this guy looks like Neville Longbottom. But obviously it's not the guy that plays Neville Longbottom on the show. So I thought it would be funny to have a hashtag going out there. You know, Polyjuice Potion from Harry Potter really did exist. Who would you want to turn into for 24 hours? So I'm going to see if I can
get that hashtag going. That.
RL Polyjuice.
RL Polyjuice.
So yeah, hashtag RL Polyjuice. Real life Polyjuice. And let us know who you would That's going to get creepy.
Yeah, no joke.
I don't want to know what you're going to do as that person. Just tell me who you want to turn into.
Sonic, are you ready? Can you tell us?
Yeah. But you can follow me, Masonic Vader, on Twitter, Masonic Vader 71 on PlayStation. Of course, always check out Malice Smack Talk. Check us out on YouTube and whatnot, and all the other fun stuff at the website. My hashtag is, I'm going to make it, it's not going to be a joking one. Because I've been able to play all these old classic Nintendo games, classic Nintendo. What's your favorite game? Let me hear what you like. And, we'll see if we get some of those games in and tell you how horrible they were back in the day compared to what we get now.
Nice. You can follow this podcast on Twitter at All Nerd Podcast. You can also follow everything that we do, whether it's us here or the TV talks that happen on Monday or the Smack Talk, which is the wrestling podcast that happens on Wednesday, or any of the other podcasts that don't happen here on Twitch, over at malice-corp.com. Make sure to click on In Other Media and you will see links to all the different podcasts and the different episodes, or just head over to Spotify or Stitcher or Google or iTunes, anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts, and look us up. And make sure to hit that review. Let us know how many stars we are and give us a idea of what you think about the show. So if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at @mest_malicecorp and on Instagram at @mest5150. My hashtag of the week is Marvel recast, because with the Netflix shows getting canceled, if they ended up somewhere else, they would probably recast everybody. Who do you want to see play who on Hulu or Disney streaming if they were recast into new television shows?
Is that legit or are you being funny?
What?
recasting? Do you want it to be a legit recasting or someone just make a funny one?
Whatever you want. It's just interaction on social media. So,
wow.
That's it.
Well, I love our producer right there at the end, huh?
Thank you for joining us on tonight's cast, and we will see you guys next Friday. Until then, you keep nerding on, and thanks for the support.
Yay.
Carry on.